Garrett Snyder, huh? I hear Garrett only when I'm in trouble. Well, good afternoon, brethren, and happy Sabbath day. It's nice to have people in the audience, and a good hello to all of you out in webcast land also. Today, what I'd like to speak about is actually, the title of my sermonette is Passover to Pentecost. We just observed the Passover, and this Passover season really took a real good hard look at myself, trying to look for that hidden sin, and I thought I did a pretty good job, but I found out this week that I failed miserably. It's that little crumb in the pocket that you forgot about kind of thing. The Days of Unleavened Bread Holy Day season is an annual festival and remembrance about finding sin and rooting it out of our lives. It's a time also to reflect and work on keeping sin out of our lives for the whole year, not just for the Days of Unleavened Bread time, or for the time leading up to the Pentecost, the 50 days. So, and then the Holy Spirit comes at Pentecost. That's when the New Testament church was formed in Acts 2, 1 through 2. You don't have to turn there. I'll go ahead and read this. It says, "When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting." So they were given the gift of the Holy Spirit, and we're also given the gift of the Holy Spirit as when we come to learn about baptism and take that commitment, and when we are baptized. And that does help us root out the sin. It makes it a little easier. I was thinking about something earlier this week too, about sort of correlates with this, about our president and how every 4 years a president gets elected, and I know there's speculation this last time if he was really elected or we don't know what, but we'll set all that aside. Let's just say he got elected. And they always have the first 100 days when they talk about the accomplishments they made in the first 100 days. And I got to thinking about a thought of looking at ourselves in the first 50 days from Passover to Pentecost, that first 50 days of rooting out sin as an example from the Days of Unleavened Bread, how that pertains to these 50 days also, and we should be striving to do that every single day. So what I'd like to do is to ask all of us to really take a good hard look at ourselves and the examples we've given to others, and maybe we've rooted out some sin we hadn't seen when we took Passover. We should be examining ourselves every day. The Days of Unleavened Bread is a time just as an example of what we need to be doing all the time. And like I said before, with God's Holy Spirit, it's easier for us to root out that sin because it's ingrained in us. It's part of us, that old man that is in us. So this week's what happened. I was over at this person's house, and I was just working. I had a really good week work, and I was doing this tile work in this bathroom, and it was really looking nice. It was coming to completion, and I'm not thinking anything else but work, and all of a sudden I heard this voice that I hadn't heard in 35 years out in the driveway, and it took me aback. I was just shocked, and it wasn't a voice I ever anticipated ever hearing. And what happened was, back 35 years ago, this person did something pretty grievous to one of my family members, and I don't want to go into it. It was a big, long, drawn-out ordeal. But I thought I'd gotten over it. And when I heard his voice, and he was in the driveway about 50 feet from where I was working, and I had to go out and cut tile with my tile saw, and I thought, I'm not going to hide from him. I'm going to go out and I'm going to, you know, confront this situation. And I really had thought I'd gotten over it like 30 years ago. And then, of course, the first thing that came up is my old self. You know, I'd really like to tell him how I feel, you know, and ask him, did he apologize? Then I started thinking, it doesn't matter if that person apologized or not. And what made me really think is I took Passover and I really strove hard to make sure that I had not offended anybody, that I was right with everybody, and then that just popped up out of, it was like hearing an old song from a long time ago. You hear it and it brings back memories. It took me back to that place. And I finally got to a point where I was going to go out and cut tile and just do my work, and if I confronted him or he confronted me, I was going to be as peaceful as possible. And right as I was walking out the door, he left. But I have to be honest with you, I really had to struggle. I had to sit and contemplate, if he said the wrong thing, was it going to push my trigger and away I go, you know? It was, like I said, I was working. It was the last thing on my mind is to think I would ever run into that situation. In Colossians 3:12 through 15 in the New International Version, it states, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you have a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave us. So I really got to really reflect on, no matter what this person did, I had to forgive him. Really truthful, heartfelt forgiveness, because God forgave me, and when I got baptized, I died in my sin and rose again like Christ to a new man. And then in Colossians 3:5-11, therefore put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. So it's not up to me to judge this person or anything. I just have to show love and try to be a peacemaker. God will take care of that. That's his business. But now you yourselves are to put off all these things. And this is what I had and I didn't realize. The first thing, anger. I had anger. I was really mad. I had to really sit and think about how I was going to react to the situation. Wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. As we approached the spring, summertime, my wife and I were out planting our garden, and I noticed, sort of let it go dormant a little bit in the winter, and I kept watering everything, but there was nothing growing, of course. But then, before we even started planting, I decided, you know what, we've got some weeding to do. So, you know, do we look to ourselves and find in our own little garden that we need some weeding to do? The first thing we need to do is to rid the soil of the weeds so we can plant our garden. And we need to rid ourselves of the weeds so that we can be a vessel that God can use. And then from Passover to Pentecost, these 50 days, what would your list look like? what have you overcome and what have you been doing to strive to be more Christ-like, to root out the sin in our lives and be peacemakers? How long would our list be?